Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jerry Silberman is here. Jerry's a longtime Brain Trust member, the founder and the president of Leadership Communications. He's the author of Leading Out Loud, A Guide for Engaging Others in Creating the Future. He is an expert at helping people pay their bills, helping people get out of trouble if they're in debt, if they're upside down with their obligations. And his company does that very well. Jerry Silberman, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim. Appreciate it.
Good to have you back, as always, Jerry. Okay, you proposed the idea that or at least I should say you've been working on some ideas and some solutions that deal with the human side of business debt.
Correct.
Talk to us about that.
You know, I've been doing this for 20 years, helping small businesses get out of debt with what they can afford, helping them use as little money as possible to deal with an overwhelming debt burden. I think that's what it comes down to for small businesses when they get into financial trouble. How can they get out of debt when they have virtually no money? And the object is to use as little money as possible to do it. And one of the things that we've been doing for years is getting our clients to detail, write a letter about their hardships and what they're going through, because it's one thing to have business debt. You know, business deals go sour all the time and they hurt companies. But what people don't see is that almost always there is a personal side to what's going on in their business. I am telling you, by doing, you know, this for almost 10,000 companies, we've helped almost. And in all those situations, there is something that happened to the business owner, such as they have a problem with one of their kids. Their kids is sick. I just heard a story recently of where one of our clients, before the baby was even born, they knew that there was going to be problems, and they decided to have the baby, and now they had to deal with everything. The baby was premature, 16 weeks, and you know, the kid was born with, I don't even want to say, but to deal with that for the rest of their life. Now, how does that affect the business?
Wow.
Well, that's tremendous.
Yeah.
How can you focus on anything else in the world?
Right.
And usually they come in combination. One thing leads to another. So
One thing I've learned, when it starts going bad, it all goes bad.
A downward spiral. That's really what it is. And it's funny because I remember when I started this business many years ago, that was the first thing I ever wrote in our first brochure, that it's a downward spiral and people can't get out of it. They don't know how to get out of it. They don't know how to stop because the interest keeps on going and going and going, and they just get deeper and deeper into
debt. And you're the one who has to solve the problem. You're dealing with all the negatives. How can you possibly, you know, I mean, it's really hard to deal with all that and pull yourself out at the same time. And the reason I know that, Jerry, and I know how hard it is because you're talking to somebody who's done it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've been bankrupt. Mm-hmm. I didn't take bankruptcy, but I was bankrupt.
Well, the
I worked myself out of it. But I'm going to tell you, it was the hardest thing I ever did. I've never had to have more fortitude than I did in those days. It was rough. It was agonizing. It can be done, but it's rough.
You know, business owners may be an expert at their business. They're not expected to be experts at dealing with creditors, credit card companies, suppliers, loans, leases. All these things are different. They have to, landlords, they all, utilities, all have to be dealt with, and they're not equal. They're not on equal grounds. They all have different negotiating leverage. They all pose different threats. If you're buying, for example, from a supplier and you can't buy that product or service from anyone else, you're going to have to treat him one way. You know, whereas someone else, let's say you advertise in a newspaper that you tried something, and you don't need that newspaper anymore, but you owe them the same amount of money. You can't make the same offers to those two people. One poses a serious and legitimate threat to your business. Mm-hmm. The other poses a minor threat. So you have to know how to deal. And the fact that you got yourself out of debt is just, you know, your Jim Blassing game. So, but everyone is not. And to be quite honest, everyone is not. It's difficult to get on the phone and even talk to collectors on the phone.
That's
and
right.
Remember, they're professionals. They do this in and out every single day, and they know how to put pressure on you. Well, you know, sometimes you need an advocate to help deal with these things.
And that's I know that's where your company comes in. But are you using the human side of this more and more in your work?
Jim, it's amazing what we've done. We are just about to release an application that we've put together where for years we've been checking off boxes in our system of the different hardships that these companies that we help have had, whether it's divorce. By the way, you know, if you don't think divorce is prevalent when you're having financial problems, it's there 50% of the time.
Right.
So there's divorce, there's illness, there's somebody decided to put a subway up on your street, and that's so for years it's going to cut down on your business. There's so many different personal things as well. So what we've taken now, we are creating an application software that enables us to take all the data from our clients and make it into a story, into a video that is easy for another small business person or anyone to watch. And you can see a business's story from start to finish, from the debt that they had, the money that they used to get out of debt, what their personal problems were, what their business problems
were. So you're talking about the story of how they got themselves out of trouble.
Exactly. It's a video story from start to finish, and it's created not individually. I have this for thousands of my clients where someone could just log on and say, let's say I'm a landscaper, and I could push
so
in landscaper.
You're actually in a visual way, you're showing them, if you're an architect or an insurance agent or a deli owner or whatever, this is what someone else that does what you do, this is what it looked like when they went from the abyss to getting out on top.
Exactly. It's really an incredible
tool.
We haven't even released it yet.
Yep.
I'm going to release it to your audience today, and we're still in the beta. You know, it should be done, hopefully, and I say this in all hope, by the end of this week. It should be fully ready
to
go.
How do they get it?
This is an inside email, and you'll know by the email that website. It's www.ct, like corporate turnaround, IT department, CTITDEPT.com.
All right, so folks, do they need a password or anything to get there?
No,
okay.
Nothing.
CTITDEPT for CTIT department, CTITDEPT.com. Folks, you're the only people who know about this. Check it out, see what you think. 20 after, Jerry Silberman and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.